For calling customer support. My name is Alexis. How may I assist you today?
Yes. Hi, Alexis. My name is Ivy, and I just received an email thanking me for my order, and I didn't place another order.
Okay. Can I get your zip code?
Sure. It's 45417.
Okay. And you said your name was Ivy, I-V-Y, correct?
Yes.
Give me one moment. Okay, so one more second.
I did a trial order like 2 weeks ago, maybe, but I didn't sign up to just automatically get stuff. And it says thank you for placing your order, and it came through at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, can you give me that last name?
My last name is, I have two last names, King, K-I-N-G. Then Hodges with no hyphen, H-O-D-G-E-S.
Okay, and can you give me your address for verification purposes?
Sure, 5810 Derby, D-E-R-B-Y Road, Dayton, Ohio, 45417.
Okay, thank you so much. So I do see that you were in a subscription for our Elite Keto and Fat Burner. That is going to be our dietary products that reduce appetite, increase metabolism, and rid the body of toxins. You are charged for the resubscription of the products. It was stated in the 14-day trial that you had the on the 14th day or before, you were supposed to call to cancel that account out. And if not, you would automatically be subscribed to the items that you ordered. Therefore, those are the charges.
Okay, it hasn't even been 14 days since I received them.
It would have been 14 days from the day that you began the trial. So since your trial began on the 14th, it would have been, let me see.
So you're saying you charge me for a trial even when I haven't received the products to charge to even see if they work?
When did you receive the products, ma'am?
I got the products on the
21st. Okay. Let me see. I'm looking at my system, okay? Just give me one moment. Okay. I do see exactly what you're saying. So what I can do is put your account on a 60-day hold. You wouldn't be charged for any of the products. And you'll be able to try the products in its full entirety, your account will just be frozen. And on the 60th day, you'll have to call back up here to state whether or not you want to, well, on the 60th day and before, you'll have to call back up here to say whether or not you want to continue using the product.
Well, I checked my bank and it says I already have two pending charges.
Correct. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to freeze
85.
Those charges and see if you still like the product. That way, once you say, like, yes, I want to continue using it, you won't have to pay for those products that you have. And then if you say no, you could potentially be refunded.
So they haven't mailed me out any more products?
No, ma'am. You're just charged for what you have in hand right now. So I was going to say I could put your account on that 60-day hold. That way you have what you're basically paying for. Does that make sense? And if you don't want it, you can call back up here and a different agent or me could get you situated.
Okay, so what I initially paid for, like the $29.
Ma'am?
Yes.
I was saying, like, I didn't understand your question.
I initially paid $29, and they shipped me three products. And I literally, so I have pending charges that are trying to go through my bank.
Correct. And what I'm going to do is freeze your account on my end and give you that 60-day hold so you can try the products. And then when they do,
then
or
if
they
decide
do,
if I like them,
correct, you already paid for it.
Through.
Like,
well, then if I, well,
but
if
you
don't,
you can, right, you'll be able to negotiate with the agent on whether or not you want the refund.
So, okay, well, I'm telling you now, I want a refund because I don't believe in paying for something I haven't even got to try. I'm not going to prepay for something if I've initially paid for the trial and it doesn't work, or I don't like it, or it doesn't agree with my body, I don't want you to be holding, you know, my money. That's almost $200.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, because I'm not allowed to give you a refund at this state, because I see that all the charges are valid. So I'm going to send you to a supervisor.
Okay. Thank you, Alexis.
No problem. Give me one moment so I can get that completed, okay?
Okay. Now, are you canceling me out?
No, ma'am. I'm not canceling the account, because you didn't say that you wanted the account canceled. You said that you
wanted
the refund. See, okay.
Canceled. Because, I mean, I feel like if, you know, I've had the full trial, and if it worked for me, then I say, yeah, it works. Then, you know, ship it to me, bill me for it. But don't bill me in advance for something. I'm in a trial period, and you're already billing me.
Yes, ma'am, and the only reason that you were billed was because the shipping was messed up on it. So it wasn't us intentionally trying to bill you because you were in trial. That wasn't the case. It was just the shipping was off. We normally allow 3 to 4 days for shipping. So that's the only reason why you were charged in the first place. So that wasn't us.
Okay, well, I mean, I had to pay $29.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
A little bitty package.
One moment, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm still here, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Okay.
I'm going to push you through in just a second, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you, Alexis.
No problem.
I hope you had a nice Christmas.
I did, actually. Did you all?
I did.
That's great.
It was nice. It was small. It was, just,
it
know,
was different. It was very different.
Right.
But
different.
It made me way more grateful than what I used to be. I can say that.
Yeah, I
That's
I
how I
agree
felt,
because exactly.
we've lost a lot of people, and a lot of people weren't able to be there, and it just made me way more grateful than what I used to be. I promise, like, oof, if I knew then what I knew now. How about that?
Right, I lost my dad at the end of February, and then my brother died 8 weeks later from COVID.
Oh my gosh,
so
I'm so sorry.
It was just like. Oh,
yeah, I understand. I lost my uncle due to COVID, so and my mom has it right now. So we're just kind of
pushing
through.
I'm going to send a prayer
through.
Up to your mom.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that.
And I'm a nurse, so
she's a nurse. So she get like
she's a nurse.
She
right.
got it from her job. I was like, what?
From her job, exactly. And you know that's the scary thing, because when you become a healthcare professional,
you sign up for that. You know what I'm saying?
You sign
you know, the
up
risk
for that
and. All of that. So
but you really don't think
that it could
that
be.
It's going to hit you.
Yep.
Because
you take all the precautions.
All the precautions.
Exactly.
And then
and
I even had COVID, and I literally thought.
Oh, I did too.
My God.
Yes,
I said.
I did too. And
I
was like, you
felt
know,
like I
with
was
me.
Die.
Oh, yes. I did as well. And I was, you know, I understand why I got mom, but I also took all the precautions. But it's just like my mom literally helps people out of this, and she still got it, and she took every single precaution that she had to. And because, like, she's a nursing home nurse, so she works with the elderly.
Okay.
One of the families took the person out and brought the person back in without saying anything, and that's how my mom got it. So it was just kind of like, literally – everyone that has had it in my family has taken the precautions. and it's still like just a slap in the face because it's one person. You know what I mean?
Right. But,
yeah,
and it
it's
affects
just
everybody
unfair.
Different.
Exactly, it affects everyone different. And so now my dad, he just got out of the hospital because he just had surgery on his gallbladder. So now we have to watch him and find him somewhere to stay.
Oh,
because
yes,
my
definitely.
Mom, you get what I'm saying? It's just like because of one person, like because you just couldn't follow directions, you know? And it's so simple.
Right, and it's just so simple.
Just stay
there. Wear a mask. You don't
That's
need
what I'm
to be
saying. You don't even
got to
stay the house.
People.
Exactly.
Right. It's
just
crazy.
Just following the directions and the fact that you're a grown adult, you know? That's
exactly.
What gets me. It doesn't make sense that our kids are following directions better than, you know.
Than these adults.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. And I have a special needs daughter. And the fact that I had to be quarantined away from her.
Right. That takes away from her a lot of stuff. And you never know what happens. It's so much.
It's crazy.
I definitely.
It's crazy. If she didn't have an older brother and sister that was able to, you know, she go to their house. And they take care of her. I don't know what I would have done because my husband works night, and you know he's over the road. So
and
we
like, how
really
am I supposed to take care of myself? And I still got to take care of her. Exactly. I understand. I really do.
So it was hard, and we really didn't see each other. And then it's like, well, he had to go live down in the basement because I need to be upstairs with bathroom, and it was just crazy.
Terrible.
And my daughter, calling me mommy and, FaceTiming.
Yeah, and you can't even go over there. Yeah. Yeah, that's hard.
And she just didn't
hard.
Understand.
Right. It's not for her to understand, but at the same time, it's just like, it's so much like, it's not for her to understand, so she shouldn't have to deal with that, you know?
Right. But she was just didn't understand. Well, mommy's a nurse. She takes care of people. What do you mean she's sick? She doesn't get sick,
Exactly.
She's
she helps people. Right. Yeah.
But, her sister driving her here and, she's sitting in the car and my daughter dropping off food for me at the front door.
Right.
It's
a mess. It's definitely a mess.
And it affected her psychologically because she was just like, she just didn't understand.
It's just crazy how, even when you do try to take the precautions and you do try to do everything right, it's just like that one person ruins. It's like, not all the apples are bad, but it just takes one to just
one.
Yeah. So, I've learned a lot and I appreciate so much more than what I did. Cause this hit different. This hit a little different. This Christmas did
it
for sure.
Did.
So,
well, I hope your dad's made a full recovery from gallbladder. I know your mom wanted to be able to take care of him,
but
she couldn't.
And what's crazy is he, the week he just got reinstated to go back to work on light duty, cause they do laparoscopic now. And, he went back and she just found out so it's just like,
So he has to go back. He's off work now.
He's back to work. And so luckily I'm so glad that I have four older sisters cause I'm somewhere other than where they are.
Okay.
And so they just help take care of my mom during the day and he's there at night, but he makes jokes out of it because my mom said that she's like asymptomatic. She feels perfectly fine. And so he'll just throw her clothes or something and be like, you got that stuff. I can't. And it's just, just trying to see the best out of the situation. You know?
Right.
Yes.
My kids made a joke. They're like, Mom, you got the Corona. And they're like, we know the only Corona you like is to drink it. I'm like, you are right. I'm like, you are so right. I said, I can't even do that right now.
Too sick to do that. Right. So, I'm about to transfer you to a supervisor. I really do appreciate the conversation today.
Oh, you too, Alexis. And God bless
you
and your family.
I hope that you have a great rest of your day. Happy New Year's. And hopefully they get this resolved for you, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And good.
Thank
and again,
you.
I'll send that prayer to you and your family.
Thank you so much. I really do
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. Be blessed.
You're very welcome. You be blessed as well.